Okay. So, in Parashas Koyach, so, Meshurim calls us a Viram, they don't come, and they answer Meshurim in a very chutzpahic, and the Meshurim gets upset, and he says, Al teifin al menchasam, lechaloi echamim, lesos v'leireisi es achad mehem. Don't turn to their mincha. So what's this referring to? So Rashi brings the two pshatim. So the pashat is, it's referring to the k'tayrus, that was the challenge. They're all going to bring the k'tayrus the next day. He's asking him not to accept their k'tayrus. And the other pshat is Rashi says, b'shem ha'meshen chuma, yidea ani sheshem cheg b'tmid tzibur. I know that they have a portion in the tamid of the tzibur. Chalkam lo yukubu l'fanach l'ratzen. Their chelik should not be accepted. The fire should leave it and not burn it. It's a very interesting thing. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu is requesting that the carbon tzibur should not be fully burnt up. So we have this concept that seems from Rashi that when we have a carbon tzibur, the way we look at it is that every single person has a chelik in that carbon tzibur. And not that there's like a specific, there's a specific part of it that everyone seems to have a chelik in. So there are two parts to a carbon. There is the miskaper, the one who the carbon is brought on his behalf, and there is a mevi, the person bringing the carbon. For example, let's say a person says, "Harei alai oila, I want to bring for myself a carbon oila. I'm mechayev myself to bring a carbon oila." And someone else goes and says, you know what? I'm going to be menadev in oila for his chiyuv. So the halacha is that that works. So you can have Reuven, it's his carbon with regards to the kapara. And it's Shimon's carbon with regards to that he is the magdish and the mevi. He was the one who was magdish the carbon. And
who's the bailim?
Oh, who is the bailim? So that's a very good question. So really the answer is, it depends. There are various halachas that are affected by who the bailim of the carbon is, and there are different halachas for each one. So, for example, when it comes to, let's say, who gets to eat, let's say it's a shlamim. So, who gets to eat the shlamim, or who does smich on it? That is the miskaper does that. There's a shayla of living a tmura, could be the mevi is a tmura. So similarly, we find this concept with karbanas tzibur. In karbanas tzibur, there's also two aspects to it, right? There's the miskaper, and there is the mevi. Now, normally in both cases, both of them are the tzibur. But there's a difference in the miskaper aspect. The entire tzibur is equally miskaprim. In the mevi aspect, there's a process how you bring carbon tzibur, which is you bring, everyone gives a chatzi shekel, that money is collected, a certain portion of it is separated off, called the trumas lishka, and that money was brought to buy kabanas. So we have, with regards to carbon tzibur, we have both of these aspects. So for example, we have this gemara. The gemara says that when it comes to a carbon tzibur, there's no concept of shini bailim. And Rashi and Taisus both explain, because everyone is a bailim. So just having in mind one specific bailim of the carbon is not considered a machshav shini bailim, doesn't have any effect. The carbon is still kosher, still oil the bailim. And that is with regards to the miskaper of the carbon. And then we find another aspect with regards to the mevi. So that's, we have this Mishnah Shkolim. The Mishnah says, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, the Machlokes Mishnayis, if Kahanim were Chayavim in Shkolim. So the Gemara says that, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yechim Zakeh said, means Machlokes, Rabbi Yechim Zakeh says, what was the source of the Kahanim that they did not have to bring the Chatzi Shekel? So it says, The pasuk says, "Chol minchas kain kol tilei se'achol." In other words, there's a difference between a mincha of Yisrael and a mincha of kain. A mincha of Yisrael, normally what you do is the kaimitz is karval mizbeach, and the rest of the carbon, the rest of the minchas, eat them at a kahana. The kahanim of that mishmar would divide it up and eat it. That's the truth with the that's the din of a regular mincha. A mincha that a kohen brings is called tia, it's completely consumed on the mizbeach. Now, this din, to point out, this din that when a carbon that a kohen brings completely consumed on the mizbeach is not only true when the kohen is the miskaper, this is also true when the kohen is the mevi. For example, the halacha is that if a kohen is maybe a carbon on behalf of his wife, even though his wife is not a bas kayin. So if she is bas kayin, I'm not sure this halacha applies to, but either way, if a kayin brings a carbon to have his wife, it also has this halacha that you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it since it's his kayin. Even though the miskaper is his wife, since he is the maybe, it's coming from his funds, therefore he is the miskaper. So the Kohanim came with a taina. They said, "I mishtei alechem are menachas, and they're menachas which are nechalim. If they're menachas that are nechalim, we're gonna have a problem. We're gonna have a problem if we are the mevi'im. Oh, so therefore we can't give shkolim. Now that's obvious that no matter what, the Kohanim are part of Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, and therefore any mincha carbon Tzibur that's brought." They are the miskaper. They are part of the miskaperman. For example, we don't say, "Oh, you know, I have a case of shini ba'ilim." You know what the case shini ba'ilim is? Bring them in chazaymer l'shem the kahanim. Minchazaymer is not for them. If it would be them, it would be kolol. So bring it for them, and therefore that would be a shini ba'ilim. Avada not. Avada the kahanim are the miskaperim of the carbon minchazaymer and the shtei alechem. The carbon is brought on their behalf. The shtei alechem is actually. The shtei alechem itself, there was no part that was burnt on the mizbeach. It was the kivsei atzeres which were brought with the shtei alechem that were their dam was the miskaper, but the oimer was actually a part of the oimer itself. Was brought on the mizbeach. Shtei alechem was it was the kivsei atzeres was the kapara part. The lechem upon him, it was the bezichel levayin were the kapara part. But vinishvi, all these karbonos are considered menachas. And the Kohanim said that we are allowed to eat them. We're supposed to eat them. It's a mitzvah to eat them. So how do we eat them? It must be we don't have a chelik. So obviously, what the Kohanim's taina was that as far as, even though we're miskaprim, but we shouldn't be mevi'im. This is another question. Obvious question arises. So if anyway you're a miskaper, what difference does it make if you're a mevi or not? You're anyway a miskaper. So and still that doesn't affect the din that. Karbonos Tzibur are that doesn't affect the fact that Karbonos Tzibur are Nechal, the Menachos Tzibur Nechal. So why would, even if you'd be a Mevi, that should also take effect? So just another place where we see this concept of Meskaper and the Mevi is in the Gemara in Temura. The Gemara brings that at the times of the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, they brought karbonos avodah zarah for the avodah zarah that was done by the people who did avodah zarah at the end of the first Beis Hamikdash, at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. So the Gemara has a problem. Why don't we have a problem? There's a klal of chatas shemesu ba'aleha, a chatas that the Bailam died. Is mesa? You have to let the carbon die. You can't do anything with it. Certain karbonos halacha is mesa ba'alah. You can still bring it, or certain karbonos you let them get a mum, and then you take the money. You can bring the money as a carbon. By chatas is a special halacha mishinai that a chatas, if the bailam dies, it's mesa. So why don't we have this halacha of chatas shemesa ba'alah mesa? So the Gemara says, well, the answer is we have a klal ein hatzibur mesa. The halacha of Mesa Ba'alah does not apply to Tzibur, and Tzibur Mesim. Pashtus, what the Gemara means is that there's a group called the Tzibur. The Tzibur never dies. There's Yechidim within the Tzibur who die, but the Tzibur itself never dies. So the Gemara brings a raya to this Yisai that we say ain't Tzibur Mesim. The Gemara says, we know that there are always Chatayis at Tzibur, which are always being brought. every Yontif, every Rosh Chodesh, there are Chatais and Sibur. Part of the Karm Musaf is Sir Lachatas. And then Red Gemara says that Sir is a Chatas, to Miskapa, to the Mikdash of Kadashav, someone that went into the base of Mikdash Tame or Kashav Tame, they didn't realize. So the Karbonas, the Seirim of the Rigolim, the Seirim of Rosh Chodashim, are miskaper on those karbon, on those avedus. I think Gemara Shua says all arichas, exactly which category, which one is miskaper for. But that's the Gemara says that this is, that's the general principle of those siri chatois that the it was carved for that aveda. So the Gemara says, why don't we have a problem? Why don't we have a chash of chatos shemesu ba'aleho? Now, before we read the Gemara, we thought, okay, you know what the Gemara is. Why aren't we chayshish for chatos shemesu ba'aleho? So I would have said, maybe one of the people who, let's say, who did the aveira, who needs a kapara, died before the car was brought. So this car was supposed to be brought for him. It should be a chatos shemesu ba'aleho. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the problem is that maybe one of the people who gave the shekel for which that carbon was bought with, maybe he was nifter before the carbon was actually brought. So you see here clearly in this Gemara that the Gemara is dealing with both of these different shaylos. When we were talking about the carbonas that were brought for the people who died, who were over aveira at the time of first base of Mikdash, they were talking about the problem chata shemesa ba'aleha, that the bailim who are the miskaprim already died, and that the Gemara says no, that's not a problem. In tzibur mesim, the current tzibur is considered the original tzibur, and therefore is not a problem. When the Gemara is discussing the problem of every Siri Chadash and every Siri Golem, the Gemara is discussing the problem of the Shkolim. The Shkolim doesn't define who the Miskaper is. The Shkolim defines who the Mevi is. And the Gemara also says the answer to that question is Ein Siri Mason. So you see clearly these two ideas in a carbon, that there's both the Miskaper and the Mevi, and that the Tzibur is both of them. But the various issues, whether it be the din of Chata Shemesu Ba'aleha, whether it be the din of Minchas Kain Kaltiya, Loiseichal, all these dinim can be affected both by the Miskaper and by the Mevi. So the question is, when it came to our Rashi says that the Meishavir came with a Taina, that Yidani Shishlam Chelik B'Tmidei Tzibur, and therefore Chalkam L'Yikul L'Fonech L'Ratzin. So, if you look on page Tezvav, Sir Buchanan asks the question, V'Rashi Parshas Karech, the bottom paragraph on the first column, V'Rashi Parshas Karech, Hei V'Shamar Meisha Yidani Shishlam Chelik B'Tmidei Tzibur, So that's what he says. He says that there's this problem of a carbon tzibur that l'chayra, how could Rabbi Meisher Rabbeinu say their chelik? How can Meisher Rabbeinu say that their chelik you should be their chelik, you shouldn't accept. L'chayr, they don't have a specific chelik. It's a carbon tzibur. It's owned by the tzibur as a general tzibur. Like we said, ain't tzibur mason. There's no shini kaidish. There's no specific part. So where does it come in, the concept of ain't tzibur mason? So I did see some farshim want to say, based on this idea that there's a mevi also, that somehow Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Kairach and Dasna Aviram were zeicha that their shkalim were used for the carbon tamid. Kashem, how Moshe Rabbeinu knew that? I don't know if it's the Kashem, how Moshe Rabbeinu knew that? Moshe Rabbeinu knew that's Lashon Yedani. What's Lashon Yedani? That's just it. What did you say? Halo Yeshlehem Chelik. What's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Yedani Yeshlehem. I know. Obviously, they have a Chelik. It's a Tzibur. Tarz Moshe Rabbeinu knew, Beruach Kodshai, that they had a Chelik in these specific. As not only as a miskaper, that they always had a chelik. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that they had a chelik in these specific karbonis as a mevi, and that was the Lashon Yedeani. That he was saying, I know that they have a chelik, and therefore, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's taina, that he didn't want their chelik that they had to be accepted as a miskaper, and on that as a mevi, and that he was saying tinichenu ha'esh v'lo yisaychal, that the fire should leave it and not burn up that part that they were the mevi on. Another place where we find this concept of a miskaper and a mevi, and it's negeya, this is really negeya l'ochel ma'isa, is there's a very famous shaila according to we know that l'maisa nashim are peturais from machzah shekel. Chiyuv machzah shekel is only on a nashim, not on nashim. Nashim are peturais.
Yeah, actually, the question: why is it then by Adar we also have in mind women?
Yeah, yeah. L'maisa, the minig is that we give on behalf of the women, but they're not mechuyev. They're not mechuyev. Why do we?
Do we ever give for the women, even as man beis hamikdash?
In the Zvan Beis HaMikdash, they could give. That's the shayla. They could give, but they're not mechuyev to. So Rebbe Kveger says as follows. Rebbe Kveger says that there's a difference between Tfilas Mincha and Tfilas Musaf. He says, the Gemara says, that Nashim are chayavs in Tfila. So it's mechuyev for sharing what the Gemara means. Does the Gemara mean that Nashim have the chiv, the rice of the Rambam seems to learn that what the Gemara means is that Nashim have the chiv, the rice of tefillah. We know famous machlekes v'shainim, is there a chiv, the rice of tefillah b'chol yayim or not? The Rambam shita is that there's a chiv, the rice of tefillah b'chol yayim. It's one tefillah a day. Just say a shvach, a bakash and hayda, and you mekayin your mitzvah, the rice of tefillah b'chol yayim. V'ad Hashem b'chol vavchem. There's a mitzvah deraisa tefillah b'chol yayim. That's the Rambam Meshita. And so the many achrayim learn, the Gemara was like that. According to Rambam, the Gemara says nashim achayavs and tefillah. The Gemara means they have the mitzvah deraisa tefillah of ad and the mitzvah derabbanon of two tefillahs or three tefillahs every day. That they're not mechuyev, that has the mitzvah of grama, but the mitzvah der mechuyev and the mitzvah deraisa. However, a number of achrayim learn that when the Gemara says the Nashim Achayavis in the mitzvahs of Tefillah, it means the mitzvah, the Takana Derabon of Tefillah, according to many Shreim, the whole Chiv of Tefillah is only Derabon of Shachis and Mincha. Ma'ariv Pastas, we pass because Rishos spoke upon him, Shachis and Mincha, the Mechuyiv, and that's the way many Shreim learn. So Kveg says that even according to these Shreim who learn that the Mechuyiv, Shachis and Mincha, Musaf, they're not Mechuyiv. So there's a number of achrayim hold like this, but they say two different svaras. Why Musaf they shouldn't be mechuyivim? Some achrayim say because the Gemara says tefilas mitzvah shalom grama. It's even it's derabanan, but nashim b'etzem are pturis mitzvah shalom grama even derabanan. Just they're mechuyiv in tefilah because since tefilah is rachmi, therefore we're mechayivim. Since the ikur of the karm musaf is not rachmi, but the ikur karm musaf is the Malkum Karbanis, therefore, the Rabbanon were never Mechayim. That's one story, that's the story of the movie. The R says here on page 2 tests. However, Tregis is another story. Tregis says, you know why they're not Mechayim in Tfilas Musaf? Because not Mechayim in Shkalim. So since the carbon Musaf is the Malkum the carbon, so Tregis says here in Chuvis, he says also in Hagayim Tveger, in Chedushim Shechon Aruch, he says as well. He says, since that's all Shachish and Mincha, the Shachris and Mincha are not only they're connected to the Ovis as well as connected to the Karbanos, and therefore even if you're not Mechuyev in Karbanos, you'd still be Mechuyev in Shachris and Mincha. But Musaf, the Nashim are not Mechuyevus in the Shkalim, and therefore they're not Mechuyevus in the Karban, they certainly are Mechuyev, therefore they're not Mechuyev in Tfilas Musaf. So Jake says, it's Mestaver, the Nashim are tourists in Tfilas Musaf. As they said, Vega. Even though the sheet is that the Mechuyev in the other tefillahs, the Shachris and Mincha, possibly Ma'ariv, but upon a Musaf, Zakh the Zikr.
So it's not the community would be, if a woman would just come and she would daven Musaf on a Shabbos, right? She would still have to daven one or the other. Right,
no, well, if you hold these only Mechuyev one tefillah a day, right. So then you can daven anything. You have to daven a tefillah at all.
Even if you're not Mechuyev, are you saying?
Yeah, so it doesn't make a difference which tefillah you daven. If you hold a Mechuyev in Yeah, she's not mechuyev, but she, according to the Shitas Rambam, she's only mechuyev to daven one tefillah. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be anything. So you could daven musaf. According to the other Shitas, if she daven musaf, she'd stuff daven. Yeah, right. So the question is, the Achrayim asked, what do you mean Nashim not mechuyev? Nashim are part of the tzibur. The tzibur is mechuyev in the tefillah, and Nashim are part of the tzibur. Not mechuyev shkalim, but they're mechuyev in the carbon fruit, right? They're part of the tzibur. They're not mechuyev, for example, like we mentioned before, that there's an inyan of shini bailim, everyone's a chelik. Taisis asked the kasha, you waikim shabbat to goy. Taisis asked the kasha, waikim shabbat to nashim. Because nashim are vada, they're part of the miskaprim of the carbon. So the answer is, pshat mitveger is mechuyev. Like we're saying, the Tveger understands that there's a difference between the Chiyuv to be a Meskaper in the carbon and the Chiyuv to be the Mevi of the carbon. The Chiyuv to Meskaper the carbon, that Nashim Avada do have. The Chiyuv as part of the Tzibur, that's the general Chiyuv Mutl on the Tzibur. The Chiyuv to be Mevi the carbon, which is to donate the money that the carbon comes from, that Nashim are not Bechlal. So the Tveger understands when we say that there's a Chiyuv, when Chazal were Mesakin, the chiyav to daven a tefilas musaf, the mokum the carbon musaf, who was included in that chiyav? You're going to tell me that people were actually makir the carbon? That wouldn't be true. Then only kahana mechuyev musaf. So who's it for? So one could argue that maybe the chiyav is chazal or matla chiyav on everyone who's a meskaper in the tefilas musaf, in the carbon musaf. So you know, the chiyav was whoever was obligated to bring the musaf, not that even if they weren't being miskaprim, even if they're not the only miskaprim, that's who Chazal were matal, the chiyav of tefilas musaf as well. So he says, therefore, only nashim who are not mechuyavis in shkalim are not mechuyavis in tefilas musaf either. So the chayim asked is if so, then there is a shita that Kahanim and Levim are not the Mevim either, they don't have to give Shkolim, so Kahanim and Levim, according to that shita, would be potter from Tfilas Musaf. We never find such a tzad that Kahanim and Levim should be Tur of Tfilas Musaf. That's one of the kash that Kahanim asked. But Vin Nishvi, that's Kinir from Tveger, that was the shayla here. That when you're even if they're part of the kapara of the carbon, they're not part of the mevim of the carbon. And Tveger held that in order to be chayiv in the tefillah of musaf, the smok of the carbon, that chayiv their matel they put on anyone who's mechayiv to mishtatif and avos the carbon, they're mechayiv them to mishtatif in the tefillah of musaf as well. So that would fit very gishmak. That would be with this mahalach in Rashi. The pshat is that what Kairach Vadosei had over here a chelik not only in the kapar of the carbon that Maisha made, that has nothing to do with the chelik. Befrat, you could point out that the kapar, the ikka kapar of the carbon is the dam. The halacha is that haktara is not makif. If you just makter the dam, if you just mezarik the dam in the zbeach, Yites the carbon and scapper. So obviously, when we're talking about the chelik that they had in the haktara, that wasn't part of the kaparsa carbon. That was just part of the hava. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew that they were zeicha to have a part of their carbon was came from their money. Therefore, they had a din of mevi'im, and therefore, based on that din of mevi'im, they could. That was Moshe Rabbeinu saying, don't accept their part of the carbon. One other place where we find this concept that someone would actually donate the shekels of Mevi is the Gemara says that there's a whole process how they would take the money. Mishnah says they would take the money, put it all in the lishka, and then the gizbar would go in and he would take a box, three boxes, and he would be tired. That's called trumas halishka. They retired from the money from the shkolim, and that was the money that would be used for the actual karbanos. The rest of the money would be used for other tzarchei hamikdash. Is the Gemara says that the right before they would do the Shus Halishka, Rabbi Gamliel's shliach would come into the Lishka and he would toss Reb Gamliel's shekel on top so that the Gizbar, when he would be taking the Truva Lishka, he would make sure to take Reb Gamliel's shekel, so Reb Gamliel's shekel would be Zeicha to be part of the first group of Kabbalah Sibur. So again, even though Avada, as the Meskaper of the carbon, Reb Gamliel was one of Chelik of the Sibur, no matter what happened to his shekel, he was obviously part of that. But as being part of the Mevi, that was related to specific money was being used, and even though the money was given to the Tzibur to use it, but still it was this Yachas back to the person who gave the actual money, and therefore it was considered as Chus from Leo, it was a call from Leo to make sure that his money actually got used in this regard. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we can discuss a little more Hayitik Yishailas about what moment. What we call mom and tzibur, money that's owned by a shul or by a yeshiva or by, let's say, you have a company. What the parameters of that are, b'negeya, the bailus of the yechidim within that, and how the a number of nafkamiz halacha in that inyan.